Blog Talk Radio.
I have Medisa and Keisha Taylor on the line waiting for the guys to bring themselves on through. What's up, you good old black people?
Hey,
hi.
Hey,
hey.
Hi.
Hi, friend. Hi,
I'm
friend.
I'm so happy to be back with my people.
How are you?
You know what? I'm great. I'm good. You know, I appreciate the time. I'm good. I'm in a much better place.
I'm glad that 1,000 degree heat didn't melt you, girl.
Girl, let me tell you something
here.
I've been in the house. I be getting a whole attitude when I gotta go outside, right? But I'm in such a better place. I just feel like this has just been a trying, 2020 has been trying, it's been emotionally draining and all that, all the above, but you know what, I'm here, and I'm thankful, so I'm so glad.
Yay.
I miss y'all, like, I miss y'all, like, I literally feel like myself again, you know, I don't feel like I'm, you know, battling whatever, you know what I mean, like, so I really miss y'all, and I'm so happy. I was so excited for today. Like, I couldn't wait to get off work so I can come to my other job. Yay!
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome back, friend.
Yeah, we still doing the same old thing, creating shenanigans and terrorizing people around here. That's what we do.
Hey, girlfriend.
Betty is back, baby. Betty is back. Hey, boyfriend.
Not Betty. Betty is back.
Betty is back.
Oh, shit.
Niggas
done started something.
She back in full effect.
Uh-uh.
Now, the only question I have,
What?
Actually, I don't have any questions. I'm just going to shut the fuck up and stay in my
lane.
No,
go
about
ahead.
That?
Go ahead. No, it would not be. Welcome me back with some bullshit. Come on. I'm ready for it. Come on.
Is it Hennessy or
sure?
Is it white people box wine?
Hey, it's crack.
Did the nigga say crack? I'm
crown,
done.
Crown, the nigga. Crown.
Oh, crown. Oh, okay.
No,
oh,
Jesus
Christ.
I told you the story about white people box wine. It was too much sugar. So I can't fuck with the white people box wine because it's too much fucking sugar. So I just take the dark liquor and keep it moving. Crown it is.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know that sugar, too. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. So
I know, but it's not as much
clearly
sugar.
Brought to you by liquor.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. So tonight's show is clearly brought to you by brown liquor from Crown.
Wait a minute. Wait, I got a question.
Oh,
raising my hand.
What, Ron?
So, Kitty, is Dre in this week?
I'm not seeing Dre on the line. I'm not at home.
Okay,
so,
stop right there. Enough said. That's enough answer for me. Second part of the question. So then, since everybody else on the line has had their 15 minutes of honesty, does that mean that since Medisa's back, it's whole week this week?
Yep.
Spooky, spooky.
So here's the thing. While you've been gone, we have, implemented the last 15 minutes of the show as a hot seat. And if you have to be honest in all of your answers. You can't shoot no
shit.
You got to be honest. So the questions can be anything, and you just have to answer it. And Ron is the moderator for this game. You have to answer my answer. You have no choice.
I can't act innocent no more for you.
You can act. Ain't nobody gonna fucking believe you though.
Right.
Ron.
Ain't nobody.
Ron.
Nobody.
Just so I can say it inaugurally, back on my first day back on the show, kiss my entire ass.
Nigga.
I love you, Ron.
You ain't
not
said nothing slick.
Listen here, sir.
You
said
nothing
but a word.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to say a whole word, nigga. Just let me get a motherfucking syllable.
Yeah. Niggas is dumb. Y'all is dumb. I'm not doing this with y'all tonight. Oh, damn it.
Oh, my God, I miss y'all asses so much. My God.
Okay, so as we get to it, so tonight, let's get the disclosure out there. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things and shit. And tonight's topic is about Cougars. Ron should know more about this than what I would know about this. Cause
Whoa.
Just under the bus. Wow.
He likes an old Cougar Thundercat around these parts.
Oh,
so
wow.
He likes some old and bearcat-ish. So.
Bearcat-ish. Oh, the nigga said bitch. Nigga, that is the name of the University of Cincinnati basketball team.
You like old season, wrinkly, and you like them that way. You like them that way. So here's here's where the conversation came from. I'm gonna tell you where it came from. So last week I was on a Zoom with some friends or whatever, and I got off early because I had to be at work at an earlier time. So I was talking to somebody after the Zoom, and I was like, "Hey, what happened?" So they asked, "How old do you think one of the ladies was?" And I was like, "Oh, she's 60. She's in her 60s, right?" So he was like, "How do you know that?" I'm like, "Well, there's a couple of things. She looked like she wore Fashion Fair lipstick. That was number one. Y'all know that red, that Fashion Fair used to have."
My thoughts and are realistic. My
my grandma had that color, and you know it had a distinct smell to it, right? So,
y'all know it did.
Wait
a minute. Oh, Lord. And she wear either, what is that? She wear white diamonds or the red door?
That's what I said. She looked like she smelled like white diamonds.
And then I said, you leave the room and 7 hours later, she'll be there.
And she still goes to the Clinique and get her bottle of toner and all of that. She still go to Clinique.
I'm
she
dead.
Does. And then I was like, look at her leathery ass skin. Like, come on now. You can just tell that she's just a lady of age. So, and I was like,
So they were telling me that
she had put her legs behind her head, right? And I said, she an old Thundercat.
And
she an old hoe. So today.
I know y'all gonna respect the old hoes. I know y'all gonna do that. I know y'all gonna do that tonight. I know tonight y'all gonna respect them old hoes. Now while I'm here, y'all not gonna disrespect them. I'm not gonna stand for it. Not gonna have it.
I gotta say the voice, y'all. I got to. She got me all in the mode.
As much as I love Eartha Kitt, listen, because she was everything life has given. But that one role she played.
Man.
Thundercat.
Man.
She a Thundercat.
Marcus.
She was a Thundercat. She was a Thundercat. I don't care. So the question that I have is, let's start from the beginning. What makes a woman a cougar or Thundercat? Ron, tell us, because you like them. Tell us.
All right, first of all, what you're going to do is you're going to stop throwing these little fucking shots, all right? All right, that's the first thing you're going to do. These little shots are going to have to stop.
Yeah,
right? That's number one.
Dear God, oh my
number
God,
two. I told you before, I didn't even know what the fuck a Thundercat was. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck is a Thundercat, nigga? I remember them on being Fox 5, you know what I'm saying, after school, Chitara, Lion-O, you know what I'm saying, Panthera, you know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck I remember. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember about none of these, you know what I'm saying, 69-year-old women being fucking Thundercats. But if that's what they are, then okay, I can accept that. That's what the fuck they are. Now I know better. That being said, y'all are not going to disrespect the vintage vagina. You're not going to have jokes for, you know what I'm saying, the fucking aged pussy. You're not going to do that.
Yes, that's what he called it. That's what he called it. Yes, vintage. Yes. That's what he called it.
Raising my fucking hand. Did this nigga just say vintage vagina?
Yes.
That's
what
he
called
it. I'm dead.
He said that.
Absolutely.
That's what you call him. Vintage, yeah.
I hate him. Ron, I hate you.
What the fuck is wrong with the Vivi? Everybody love the Vivi. Either you love the Vivi or you want to have a Vivi.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm curious now. So when you say vintage vagina, so, you know, vintage is kind of old.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to
mute myself.
So, I need to understand something. I need to understand.
This
nigga. You said vintage. Nigga, vintage is old. That means ancient and old, antique.
So wait, because you're disparaging the word vintage. Wait a minute. No, because there's levels to this shit for you to even get to the level of being vintage.
You sound real like defensive right now. Like
you know. Yeah, because I hear y'all talking
like,
about this shit like
he's
it's
fluent.
Bad.
He's fluent in the VV.
He's fluent in the VV.
You like, oh, pussy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But it ain't just
like, oh,
old.
Okay, nigga, don't
see,
try.
It ain't
no,
just
nigga.
Old, though.
No,
no, no.
Don't
no,
try to shake. Don't try to clean it up and make it all pretty and professional. Just say you like old pussy, okay?
It ain't just
old. What happened here? It's
more than just old pussy. So let me say this to you.
Okay, yeah.
Old pussy
okay.
is one thing. Being able to get pregnant pussy is one thing. Okay, that's good too. Even tonight's a whole nother level.
What somebody did say that to me when I was discussing that. Yeah, they did say something about that. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Old
okay,
enough to
know
what you
finger,
like and don't
does it
like
his
pussy.
Grip? Does it still have its tread? Is it stretched out? Is it like, you know how your skin gets to sagging, your muscles get to sagging? Like, I just need to understand, the vagina is a big ass muscle.
Right.
Right?
So what happened? So let me explain what just happened right there. What just happened right there is instead of fucking listening, you was bumping your gums. And you was asking about something that I was in the midst of explaining. No, I love you. Don't get it twisted.
Ooh,
however,
you just give me
when we talking
ooh,
about
I
this
like
with
it.
This grown ass pussy, I'm the only one who ooh. Ain't got one. But I knows ooh. About this shit, nigga. I know about
ooh.
This shit, nigga.
Ooh. Tell me all about it.
I told you he was fluent in the VV.
In the VV, you said
she
that.
She didn't
oh,
want to
okay.
listen to you.
Fluent in the VV.
I be quiet now.
School
of
one of the niggas
school.
On the show ooh. Knows about vintage pussy. One knows about possum pussy. You're talking to the vintage
possum
nigga.
Possum
oh, yeah, we'll circle back, honey. We got to circle back about the possum. We'll circle back.
I'm down. Stupid as hell. I digress. I'll let you do your thing.
So, boom.
Go ahead
so,
and do your
now... You're old enough to know what you like, okay? You're old mm-hmm. enough to know how the pussy works and what's going to make you nut. One thing I fucking hate
never.
Is a female. No, listen, there's nothing wrong with exploration. You know what I'm saying? Exploring the pussy is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. But that's for the first three quarters of the game. In the fourth quarter, nigga, we there to get that nut. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And fucking Mildred. Is proficient in getting that nut. She know exactly.
Oh,
listen, swing that shit to the
oh,
left. Swing
shit.
That shit to the left, nigga.
We back
swing
to
it to the left.
What happened to Miriam? Oh,
Miriam
going
Mildred.
Going.
See, the problem with Miriam and Mildred is that they play bingo together, and them bitches don't like each other. You know what I'm saying? So that's the
drama.
Problem.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
But also realize when you are a certain age. You have tried certain shit. So either you have two kinds of older women I have found. You have those older women who like, nigga, I done had it in every hole. You could put it in any hole. Know what I'm saying? Or the other kind is, nigga, I done did that in my 30s. I ain't doing that no more. I'm too old for that shit.
What
those are the two
ones?
That I found.
So you haven't found the ones that say, oh, I don't do that.
No, because they be lying. They be lying. They talk about, oh, I don't. You put your finger in her butt, in her face. You could get three fingers in there. That shit is dumb. Why she's been taking it in her ass the last since the Hoover administration.
Oh my God, I'm clutching my pearls right now.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry if I'm a little too. You know what I'm saying.
This is real. You a VV expert. Go on with your bad self.
I told you he is fluent in the VV. You got to listen.
She's not listening to you, friend.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
She's not listening to you.
May I ask what at what age is considered vintage vagina? Or old pussy?
See, that's the point I was making. Old
okay.
enough to know how to get it. Old enough to not necessarily be able to get pregnant anymore. So, you can if you have a tubal ligation, that speeds up your entry date, possibly. You know what I'm saying? Because now.
Hold the fuck on, nigga.
Wait a minute. You lying?
You're lying.
Wait a minute. Wait
your ragged ass right now.
Ooh.
I got a tuba ligation, but nigga, I do not have vintage pussy.
All right, one.
You just might.
One.
No,
thanks.
I don't.
Ding,
I
ding, ding,
not.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, no, how? How? It ain't. Come on now.
All right, again.
How long I've been fucking? Let me think back.
Hold.
How long I've been fucking?
See,
okay.
Bumping
really?
Your fucking gums again.
Really?
See, this is what I'm saying. Y'all making it sound like vintage vagina is a bad thing. Do you know how good it is to be up in some vintage vagina? Nigga, you better pray you got some vintage
okay,
vagina.
So, okay,
talking about
okay,
you ain't got no vintage
okay.
vagina. Nigga, you
okay.
better hope you could get... Motherfucker, what kind of fucking vagina do you got then if it ain't vintage,
okay, so
nigga? Because I know
okay,
you been fucking at least 53 years old.
Nigga, I am. I'm in my early 40s, and I only start fucking
when
I was 17. Do the math. But and I did 200 kegels. I used to do 200 kegels a day. So it's tight and right. But anyway,
back when Jimmy Carter was president, I understand.
Nigga, you older than me. You like 55.
That's why I know about vintage vagina, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not running from the
don't
truth.
Try to make
you running from the truth.
I'm not running from no truth, but you're not about to say I have vintage vagina. My vagina is not vintage. It's
okay,
appropriate.
Okay. Wait a minute. So he's not necessarily saying that it's a bad thing to have vintage vagina. I'm sure you probably have
uh-huh.
some vintage clothing that you still like to wear. You like, oh, this is cute. Like,
this
I,
nigga
you
is
know what
stupid.
I'm saying?
This nigga said, I'm
why
sure you have vintage clothing.
Friends.
Yo, you know them corduroys that you had back then?
No, friend. That's a bad thing.
Not the corduroys.
No,
not the corduroys.
She tried so hard to make this. No.
Because
friend,
I
listen.
Know that I've bought some. Listen. No, you listen. You listen, Linda.
Yes, ma'am.
I have some pieces that I actually bought that are vintage pieces, so they can still be worn. So you might have like a nice silk paisley shirt, because I know I got one. It's purple. It's cute and shit too. So you never know. But there's nothing
okay,
wrong
so,
with. He's not saying that vintage vagina is a bad thing. He's just saying,
uh-huh.
hey, I could probably bust a couple of nuts in and not have to worry about her getting pregnant.
Thank you. And more times than not, vintage vagina comes with a decent credit score. Nigga, we got to look at the whole motherfucking picture. Y'all niggas is after this young pussy, you know what I'm saying? I got a fucking 502 credit score. Nobody don't want that pussy. I don't want that pussy.
So you're basically saying vintage vagina has the potential to have a higher yield value. You're going to get more from it. It's going to help your bottom line.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
You know, he's also thinking maybe he can get a better meal from a vintage vagina or something. I don't know. But the definition that he gave.
I have a question. So what is the threshold? Like, when does – all right, so the vintage vagina – you said you don't want a 520 credit score. So what's a good credit score with the vintage vagina?
Now, see, I don't want y'all to get it twisted. Some women who have vintage vaginas also have sub 550 credit scores. I'm not saying that they all have, you know what I'm saying, above that. What I'm saying is, think of it this way. Here we go. It's like, it's like you go to the Chinese restaurant, right? And you know how they say, oh, better yet, here we go. You know how you got to go and get your license and you need 6 points?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You need six points. Now you can have two of these. This is for 2 points. That's only 1 point. But that's only 1 point. But that's 2 points. That right there. If you got that right there, then you got 4 points. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
You can pick
okay.
and choose certain things. But you got to get at least 6 points. So,
okay.
so I'm not
okay.
saying that they all got the credit. You know what I'm saying? Thing checked off. Some of them ain't got that. You know what I'm saying? Grandkids. Grandkids is a point. Grandkids is a point. You got grandkids, that's 1 point. You know what I'm saying? Boom, you only need 5 more points. You know what I'm saying? If you got, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
Higher than a 700 credit score, that's 2 points.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's 2 points. So you cannot have that and still get your 6 points. But if you got that, nigga, you only need 4 more points. So you got that and the grandkid, nigga, you halfway the way there. That's 3 points already.
So
I'm saying?
It's variable.
That's what I'm saying. It's different ways to get to the end result. It ain't just a monolith.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Going to the same, you know, destination, you just getting there a different way.
You getting there different. So, boom, if you got a grandchild, you got, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, a 725 credit score, you got your tools tied, and you suck dick, ding, 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 I'm coming over. The head right, Ron there, A night.
You ignored it.
I hate you. I'm going to find out if I got my 6 points or not.
Grandkids.
But what I'm saying is different
score.
Things that get you there.
Okay.
So, right. So you could, okay, so basically, like, you might not have a grandkid, but you might have a 3,000 square foot home that you paid for. And you might have.
Hold on. I got one better.
What?
Not that you paid for, that your fucking husband and dad paid
your
for.
Late husband
so since his ass paid for it, you don't even respect it, so you'll let me just come in every room. Yeah, that's how we got it. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you still got $70,000 for your 401k sitting in the bank. So you
well,
might,
that ain't
you
really
have
a lot of money, you know what I'm saying, if that's
well,
all you got.
I mean,
cause if you're getting
I'm
social...
But she getting her, okay, let's say, okay, so let's say she got no grandkids, but she gets,
okay.
she got the house, she got,
uh-huh.
she get her social security disability, right?
A check is always good, ding,
her,
that's a point.
Okay. And
all right, wait a minute, raise my hand. What if you get a check, but it's not social security?
Well, what kind
ooh,
of check are we talking?
Ooh,
we talking
ooh,
about one of them J.G. Wentworth checks, nigga? We talking about one of them checks
ooh.
Where you done fucking reverse mortgaged your home? Nah, nigga, nah. That ain't no point. Nah, nigga.
That ain't
what
no
kind of check
why?
We talking?
No, like, what if she didn't retire yet?
Ooh, what if she's still working for the post office?
Nigga,
you know,
and she got active vintage vagina pussy? That wake up every morning and go to work vintage vagina pussy? Nigga.
She is a she won employee of the month 2 months in a row because she is the number one clerk.
See, now I don't know about that. See, that just took a point away. I'm going to tell you why that took a point away. The reason that
why?
Took a point
tell
away.
Me. Why?
Because off back, she too old to be working that fucking hard. I mean, the bitch is a fucking, know what I'm saying, a go-getter. No.
I want your fucking will broke
by the time I'm fucking with you. What's wrong with you? I'm going to go get this.
No, maybe
the fuck?
She,
this
maybe
ain't that fucking Jeezy song.
Maybe she a trainer or something. Maybe she just know her shit. Like, maybe it ain't that she's breaking her back. Maybe she just really know her shit. And she's, you know, she's helping the new people out to come in, to, you know, to try. All right.
No. You absolutely right.
Okay.
And I can't say that you're wrong. But let's just look at our lives. How many old motherfuckers you know that been employee of the motherfucking month that ain't been a dick?
I've been employee of the month and I'm not a dick.
Nigga, are you fucking old?
No.
See, there you go injecting yourself in the middle of the fucking sentence like it's about you again. See, there
Ryan,
we go again.
You
see?
Cannot,
oh, my
no,
bad. My bad.
No,
I'm sorry.
Nigga. No, nigga, you cannot. No. You,
I'm stupid.
Make up your mind.
I'm stupid.
You said vintage. You said you said one of the criteria for vintage pussy is tube tied or whatever.
Right.
So
you kind of fall into that category.
Huh?
Hmm.
You fall into the you fall into the category, friend.
Who, me? Because my food is
nice? Let's go down. Let's see how many points you. Let's see how many points you got.
Okay.
All right.
So that's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to figure out my points, but nobody is helping me.
Okay. Let's take the figure out her point first, then I'll go.
Okay.
I'm feeling some kind of way about this.
So, Taylor, you don't have grandchildren yet, right?
No.
Okay. So you can't.
So you don't have no point for that.
And that's why she was trying to keep that white girl away from. No, we ain't gonna talk about that. My bad. I'm sorry. All right.
You
so boom.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
All right. Are you still able to bear children?
Yes.
Damn. No. So that's a no for that.
However, I do have something that prevents me from doing it.
That don't count. You ain't.
That
you
don't
ain't,
count.
No. Yeah, that don't count.
Even if you get it taken out, you'll be able to have a baby.
You can have a baby, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We're talking about some, I'm saying, either God was like, all right, your time is up, or a nigga went in and took your whole fucking uterus. Something, you know what I'm saying,
good
like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
a
fucking
okay.
hysterectomy.
I like it.
Oh, Lord, nigga. That's a hysterectomy. That ain't got nothing to do with fucking.
No, that's not a hysterectomy. That's called a hysterectomy. It's only females get those. His is don't get them.
I hate you. You don't. Go ahead. I hate him so much. Dummy. You big dummy. In my mind,
right.
You big dummy.
All right, back to Taylor.
Look who decided to show up.
All right, so Taylor,
well,
would you say good, fair, or bad credit score?
Bad.
Oh, mine is good.
All bad.
Really
what
good.
Was that? Yours is what?
You don't walk in.
It's good.
It's good? All right, so good
my
credit
score.
Okay, that's a point.
Yes, my FICO
score
is good.
All right, so you got one point. All right,
so
that's
one
point. That's
okay.
One point. Do you know how to make homemade macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
And guess who taught her how to make
it? I ain't talking about Velveeta, nigga.
Her
I ain't talking about no fucking Velveeta.
No, I don't eat Velveeta. That's nasty. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Her mama
me, you get a block of cheese and you cut that shit up to the small mm-hmm. little blocks of cheese like that.
Oh my
yes.
God!
And you
all right. So ding, that's
use,
two. That's two.
Yeah, you use sharp.
Trey,
you
really?
Use Gouda. Yeah, you use
yes.
all
that.
Yeah.
Nigga, the Gouda, the Gouda, nigga.
And the white Vermont
come
sharp.
Through, come through,
yes,
sis.
You do.
Come through, sis, with the macaroni and cheese.
Nigga, I made me some cheese grits with Gouda today, nigga.
You're getting
I almost
the subject.
Jerked
I need to know
off in the kitchen.
Are, so to make sure she's not finished. You're getting off the subject. Go back to what
she
you're
only
asking,
got
I
one point right now. Well, she got 2 points. She only got 2 points.
I need to know.
She got
I
2 points.
Know,
okay. She got 2 points.
Okay.
So, wait. One for the mac and cheese. That's a point. Two for the credit score. That's a point. That's all. All right. So far, that's all she got. All right. Next question. All right. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Is there 3 things sexually that are off limits?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You said no?
She said yes.
I said yes.
Said
yes.
3
things.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you have at least 3 things. All right, so you ain't old enough. You ain't tried enough shit. All right. Let me see.
But wait a minute. I think my 3 things we all confirmed are a no-go.
But he's saying
nigga,
that don't
realize?
Make you that don't make you vintage because he's saying – so what he's saying is anything – well, not necessarily anything goes, but yeah. You
nigga,
good.
By the time you get to 50 – that little shit that you was hung up over when you was a nigga, you over that shit. You always like, yeah, nigga, put it there. Hurry up,
I'm
hurry
never,
up. I gotta
no,
wake up
I'm never going to be over these 3 things. I'm never, no.
Oh,
it's never
okay,
going to be
okay.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you a question. Was there a time in your
uh-huh.
life, yes or no answer will suffice. Was there a time in
okay.
your life where you said, I will never suck a dick?
Hell no.
Excuse me?
No.
You said no.
You're lying. And all due respect, you're lying. So you telling me as a 6-year-old girl, you was like, oh, as a 7-year-old girl, 8-year-old girl, whatever
what?
Age it was, you was like, oh,
you
I
was
thinking about that at 6 or 7, stupid.
You an asshole. What
no, I'm not an asshole. I'm trying to prove my point. My point is that our thoughts change. And for you to say that from jump when you heard about sex, you were like, oh, yeah, I'll suck a dick, you're lying. Or you're
no.
a whore.
I hate you. You're such a dumbass. You're a dumb fuck.
I'll take the second one. Shit. When I first found out about it, I was like, I want to see. I want to try it.
All right, so then I apologize. You're not a liar. You're just a whore. You know what? Ding, that's another point. You're halfway there. That's 3 points.
Okay.
You're halfway to vintage vagina so far. Now,
right.
are you, you're less than 40 years old, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, you got a little more. Yeah. You ain't at vintage criteria yet, nigga. That's why I tried
okay.
to ignore
and
you in the beginning, because you ain't even there
sure.
yet. But the other one, on the
sure
other side of the country.
I wanted to make sure I was in route and I was on the right path. That's all. Carry on.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure I was in the right lane. That's all.
Old girl over there in the motherfucking different time zone, though.
Oh, yeah. She got a couple
she got
numbers. She got points.
You know what? Come on. Bring it. Bring that shit on.
I'm just gonna be quiet from now on. I apologize.
No. Bring it on. Ask your questions, and I will. And if I got that's according to your standards, and that's perfectly okay. Ask your questions, bro. Come with it.
I don't have no questions. I just want to roll this joint and open this cavassier. That's all I want to do.
Nick, you right. I'm about to blaze up as we speak.
I just want peace.
Oh,
I just
God.
Want peace.
Jesus.
Ron, I do have an update. I don't know if you get your stuff from the dispensary, but there's a strain that's called dragon fruit. You might want to try it loud.
This nigga. Yo, don't you hate when grandma be trying to use the words that the young kids be using? Don't you hate it? Dragon fruit loud. Nigga.
Why are you trying to make me, like, it's okay. You know what? Everyone is entitled to their opinion. And
okay,
you know,
Nana. I'm sorry, Nana.
Because she just got a birthday.
First of all, I'm Yaya. If you get it right, I'm Yaya.
Yaya. My bad.
Yaya. Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
You know what you just said? Instead of Yaya, you just said VV.
It's okay, yeah. I have a grandbaby. It's okay. I'm a fool with my grandbaby. Nigga, okay, you proved the point. Okay, I got BB. Okay, fuck you and the ship you rode in.
This nigga was running from it, and now she embraces it.
Yeah, because I was listening to the shit you were saying. I said, shit, I make macaroni and cheese like that. My tubes is sad. I said, never will I ever
you over
40. I'm over 40. God damn it, I got BV. Okay, it is what it is. As long as the BV good. Hey.
Nigga, it's a
right.
good thing is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, you're right. Absolutely. Because I got, yeah, you're right. Okay, I
embrace
it.
That
I got
shit,
BV.
Nigga.
Vintage vagina I have. Hello, my
there
name is
go.
Medisa, and I have vintage vagina. How about that? Cheers
I
to this
can't.
Shit. And I can bust it
oh,
I,
shit.
Ooh,
fucking Taylor taking
my
VV
bad.
Prep. She's taking VV prep.
You petty.
I'm not taking that.
Absolutely.
I hate
for
prep.
I wanted to know I was on the right path.
Girl,
you
ain't no way.
I'm gonna pull that stuff out of my wallet every chance I get. I got a VV card.
You stupid. You're not stupid.
Apparently,
she said,
I'm
pulling out
Look,
my VV card every chance I get.
Everywhere I go, I'm going to be like, I'm going to go to Ulta tomorrow and be like, hi, I need my VV.
Don't you dare go to that counter. And be like, hey, I got a VV card.
Hello.
And they're going to look at you like you're stupid. They're going to like, ma'am.
I'm going to be like, I need my VV discount.
They're
going to
be like, in the AARP to
like,
you too, you old motherfucker.
They're going to say, you need to go to Clinique. Fashion Fair is on the other side of the mall.
No, and I don't wear white diamonds, and I do not use Clinique. That's bullshit. That's bullshit if I ain't never heard it in my life. No.
Madame Lancome is around the corner.
Nigga,
right,
I do not. I shall not. I will not. It will not.
It's right next to the MAC counter. You can't miss it. It's pink and green.
No,
you can't miss it.
I'll stay at the MAC counter.
Mm-mm. Ma'am, these colors are too bold for you. You need to get some tones. Put your skin together.
You stupid.
I am not
it's
wearing.
Too bold for you.
I am not wearing fire truck red with a hint of rose.
It ain't even a fire truck red. It's this burgundy color that you have to use some type of brown.
Ma'am, for you, I'm going to suggest Lucille Ball Red.
I cannot. I'm scared.
Lucille Ball Red. Oh, God.
I'm dead. I can't. Y'all wrong. Y'all so fast. You know what?
Yeah. And then she gonna go to the to the beauty salon. Like, I need a good updo.
No. They don't get updos. They get roller sets.
No, she gonna get a temporary.
No.
Oh, no. So now she's going to go to the salon, and you know once they get up in age, the first thing they do is dye their hair purple.
She's
going to have the purple
right.
Mm-hmm.
Always purple.
You did not
girl.
Call
no,
her fucking Blanche from the fucking Golden Girls.
Why are y'all trying to make me 60, 70? Because
you got
60.
Vintage vagina.
No, I don't.
You
yeah,
out there trying to
no,
use your vintage vagina.
See, look at you.
At
see, now you got Alzheimer's, too. You just said that you did have it. Now you're saying you don't got it. You got Alzheimer's.
Now you don't got
it. You fuck it
not
up.
Not Alzheimer's.
You got Alzheimer's and vintage vagina.
You know what? You're going to go to hell. You're going to go straight to hell for that, sir. And gasoline draws.
If that's the reason I'm going to hell, nigga, trust me.
You're going to hell for her. You already.
There's other reasons why I would go.
There are others.
There's nothing else technically that you can do that's going to prevent you from going to hell. Your fucking fate has already been written. You're going to hell. You are going to hell probably from the day you came into this world because your ass.
No one's disagreeing.
Nobody's
disagreeing with anything you just said, ma'am. You just talked 8 hours too long because we all agreed from second one. I'm going right to hell.
That she is going to hell.
Right to hell.
Right to it.
To hell.
No pass and go. Don't collect $200.
Do not pass go right.
Going
do not
to it.
Collect a cup of water or nothing. Go right to fucking hell.
Go straight to hell and burn.
And
okay,
burn.
It is what it is. I don't. You know, I just have to accept, you know, these rules and regulations. And, okay, I'll embrace my vintage vagina and keep, you know, backing it up.
All right, let me say this. See, what you're not realizing is that when it comes to men, it's certain things that are advantages. You know what I'm saying? And vintage vagina has most of the advantages.
Okay,
like,
well, thank you.
If I could find
That's
me
why he wasn't
a nice,
trying to
clean
say it was a bad
woman.
Thing.
Right, it's
right.
not a bad, like
just, I guess I just need to get over the word vintage because it just makes me feel old.
Okay,
well,
let's call it,
you
know
what
I'm
saying? Vagina? What do you want to say?
Seasoned sex.
Well, maybe mature vagina, like vintage just seems old and like antique and
mature means
Western.
Older too. Doesn't necessarily mean anything like... Something matured.
Overdue ovaries.
Overdue ovaries, nigga.
That sounds much worse, doesn't it?
Okay, listen. My ovaries still work perfectly.
That sounds much worse, doesn't it?
Right,
overdue ovaries. Nigga, you take vintage vagina now, won't you?
Nigga, I still make eggs. They are perfectly fine.
What you say? You say you? What you say?
I still make
you
eggs.
Said, and erupted
fine.
Urethra.
Fuck you, Ron. Kiss my ass. No, I still make eggs. Fine.
You
said
she had a volcanic vulva.
Oh,
what you say?
Volcanic vulva. I hope you soak. You fucking ass.
Oh, shit. You're stupid.
You get on my nerves.
Why is me? Why God? You ain't hear her say that shit about your fucking urethra, but you don't fucking blame me.
I didn't hear that. No, I heard with your big mouth. Who said what now?
She said Urethra Franklin.
Who said that?
Ron.
Who said that?
Ron said it.
No, I didn't hear it. Ron said it. Look, my question is, y'all ain't older than me. Y'all ain't shit.
Well, he got vintage dick, so it doesn't matter. Either way it goes, because he's out here, it could be somebody's sugar daddy at this point, and he's out here looking for sugar baby.
Friend, you call me your
I did not. I did not. That was Ron who said that. I did not say that.
Sounds like something wrong with it, because that's an old ass song, first of all. Because that's an old ass song, so it got to be a wrong thing.
Dre, can you help me? You going to let them do me like
no.
that?
No.
Nigga, Dre, did you just throw me under the bus?
I didn't say it. Only us two will know that song.
Cause y'all old,
this nigga just
and y'all out here with vintage dick.
Oh,
this nigga with the possum pussy fucking certificate over here.
We been talking
about that's
the
one. That's the possum right there.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I know about the vintage vagina. I can tell you about the vintage vagina. I know what it tastes like. I know what it smells like. I know what it feels like. I got you on that.
Oh, my God.
However.
Okay. However.
That possum.
Black and ugly as ever.
Man, I know about that, dear.
I'm dead. He said he don't know about that possum pussycat.
Mm-mm. The possum pussy cat. That's two species.
two species.
That's an intermediate. That's a whole ass mess right there. A whole ass mess. Intermediate.
My head hurts. Hey, Joe.
Yo, y'all niggas is stupid.
Yo.
Hey.
But
I'm falling over right now. Y'all stupid. I can't.
I can't fuck with y'all more than once a week.
You know. Could y'all imagine if we did this shit every day for a living? Oh, my God. It'd be lit.
We wouldn't be living.
Cause we'd be what? All the time.
Nigga, I would be dead.
Well, we have. You'd be bent all the time?
Dead, and I will be dead. There's no way I could do this shit on a regular basis, nigga. All right, and you
Why?
Go start with your fucking psychology questioning me, fucking line of fucking questions. All right, enough.
VVS.
Not enough.
Ron, you are such a fucking bully. You know what? You New York City ass, gangster ass, bully ass Negro. Let me explain something to you, El Negro.
Oh. Okay.
Ain't nobody scared of you.
I don't know.
Nobody.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Not nobody. Ooh. I'm 5 foot 1 1/2. It's not going.
He done apologized and she's still going.
But you know this now, right?
I didn't hear it. My bad. Blame it on the alcohol.
This nigga was on a run. I said, I'm sorry. And I'm 5 foot 0 3/5 of an inch in a centimeter. And I would whip your ass.
I was ready to right. You know that. You know little people syndrome. I be ready to fuck people up. I don't give no fuck about that.
Listen. She was ready to go. She was trying to fight you, brother.
Hello?
She was trying to fight
you. Did you hear that? She was 100 miles and running. That's another sign of vintage vagina. She's bipolar. She will switch from sweet to cut you in fucking 2 seconds.
She not a Sour Patch, is she? A Sour Patch Kid. First she's sweet. No, first she's sour, then she's
you
sweet.
You stupid.
Oh,
you said she got a sour, she got a SPVV?
She got no sour vintage vagina.
You know what? Now listen here, Negro. The Africans. Y'all some Africans.
She got. Does she have an SPVV?
You know what? I'm about to. Blue, come get these people. They messing with me. Oh my God!
She got a spoon.
I will kick your dog.
Medisa, where you get your spoon from?
Shut up! My dog is getting mad. I gotta put my pants. You hear my dog? He's talking shit. They messing with my mama.
Oh shit! I'm done.
Nigga, you dumb.
I hate you. Y'all get on my nerves. Put your weedery.
So now.
Oh shit! I'm mad as hell because I left my fucking lighter inside.
Hi-fi. I got 4 right here.
Don't tell nobody else that.
Nigga, what kind of crackhead shit is that to admit? I got 4 lighters. Like, who the fuck needs
4 lighters right now?
I got 4.
This nigga.
No, let me tell you why. Because people be stealing our lighters, so I'll be...
Wait a minute. So during the whole COVID-19 coronavirus situation, y'all be having multiple people over your house smoking weed?
No. We have not. No, I'm saying I bought a big pack of like big lighters.
You stuttering, nigga. I just weed.
It's my alcohol. It don't have nothing to do with nothing. We have not had people over. No, we don't do that.
Nigga sound like Max Headroom. Remember Max Headroom? I just.
I be having my grandbaby, so I can't have all these old random ass people.
Nigga was lying.
Yeah, I'm dying.
She knows she had a fucking corona party. She lying. You said, nah, niggas be stealing these shit, son. They came over the other night when we played dominoes, and I ain't had no lighters.
What is wrong with you? Not a corona party. She had a corona party. That's what
we're
talking
about.
Corona beer. All these fucking cases in Arizona, you think I would have a corona party, you bastard? No.
Oh, shit. Nigga, you told on yourself. You said niggas be stealing your lighters.
No,
who do you
say
niggas
that
be stealing these lighters?
I'm saying people have a tendency to steal lighters. So what
okay,
I do.
Okay, who are these people?
Okay, that was before corona. So I have 4. I bought a six pack. You bitch. I bought a six pack.
Everybody that believes her, raise your hand. No hands in the air.
Not a single hand was raised in the air. And they did not
party. None.
Like they just didn't care. They did not do it. Not a single hand. Not a single hand.
Throw your mask in the air.
And it stayed there. And it stayed there. You know?
Oh, shit. Yo, Imaj, you are stupid.
What I do? I'm over it.
What I do? Why I gotta be stupid? What?
Nigga followed up my bullshit and was like, not a near one.
Because you a bad influence on people.
No, because you were telling the truth. Ain't nobody believe you. And we still don't.
We don't believe you. We need more people.
Why don't you? Okay, I ain't got to believe you. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I am not in the business of convention. I don't want to.
Okay, please. All right.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
okay. That's all right.
Oh,
take it
shit.
Off. Take it off.
Oh, my God.
But, okay, I got a question. Okay, I do have a question. Back to the topic.
Yeah.
Why as women do we feel that we have to compete with this vintage vagina out here in the world now? Because they out here doing stuff that they didn't used to do. And now they're trying to do all the things they wanted to do. Do you feel like you're having to compete with them when you're out here in the dating pool? Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah, I don't think I'm qualified to answer this question because obviously I'm vintage. So I'm going to shut up.
I mean, yeah, because you're vintage and you got somebody and you out there throwing that Thundercat on him all times of the day and night. So we don't know.
No.
Wait, first of all, a good point. Is that man okay? Because I've seen him one time and I ain't seen him since.
He good.
Did you feed him? Did you give him water?
Yeah,
is he
yes,
all right?
Doing,
I've seen
he's
him back in 1875, and I ain't seen him sick.
Okay. I'm sending him pictures to the office. He's alive and well. I'm taking good care of him.
Okay.
He's the same fucking age as me.
All right. First of all, whenever a nigga hits you with them two words, he good, he ain't fucking good, he ain't fucking good. The nigga was worried. She said, listen, how is that young man? I only see him once. She hit you with the, he good. That shut up, mind your business. Don't worry about my nigga. That's what that
no,
means.
No, he just.
He did. He dehydrated out there in Arizona.
He's perfectly fine.
Mm-mm. He ain't had no real water.
He got a whole
since
ass.
Since the last
he,
time we
he
checked
got a whole
on him.
Today. He has raised today. He's doing well. You know, we just.
I'm
you know,
gonna need a picture of him with today's newspaper.
Exactly.
He don't even be reading the paper. I sent you a picture from his phone.
He don't read the paper. Oh, you got your
he
old
watch,
shut up.
He watched it on his internet. He watched it on his phone.
She don't let him
like
read the paper. That's what that means.
She don't even look.
He don't even look. He looks at it on his phone.
They don't let him read the paper.
You don't let him read the paper.
Yeah,
who taught you octagon?
He don't even know what's going on in the world. He don't even know it's a pandemic. He don't know nothing. All he knows is that when she come in the room, he better get right. That's all he know. He don't even know what's going on.
He better assume the position.
No foul. Let me see y'all pictures of this man.
Y'all tell me he's stupid.
President.
You said when she come in the room, he better get right.
And he better assume the position.
We have to kill him here.
He
got to be hanged.
He's Obama president. He don't know nothing about Trump. He ain't voting the election. He ain't do nothing. Somebody help that man. Somebody help him.
He's fine.
Get him some water and some food. Get him a newspaper.
Y'all know we went to Oregon to get went to
that
Seattle,
nigga don't know about the new laws and shit. Instead of Juneteenth, we're gonna give him Augustine. Cause that nigga need to be free.
Yeah.
He don't know that he's free.
Okay.
He's just,
he don't know
no,
he's free.
He don't know nothing. He don't know nothing about the coronavirus. He don't know nothing.
That nigga stuck in 2017.
Y'all petty.
Poor fella. We got to ask him
She got the TV. She let him watch TV once a week, but she turned it to the Ion channel. You know, they play all the old shows. So he's like, oh, okay. This is a new episode. No, it's not.
That
it's
nigga was watching Quantum Leap. The nigga was watching.
Quantum Leap.
They see my show right there.
And Magnum P.I. He watching Magnum P.I. That's what he do?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh shit. That nigga like, oh, what's next? What's this? This got to be must-see TV.
No, sir. Mm-hmm. This was TV we saw a long time ago.
Oh, God.
Okay.
She's like, Netflix got Moesha now, nigga. You watching Moesha this week. This is Moesha week.
Not Moesha week.
Them braids.
Now, as y'all was saying to your question, I can't tell you about the competition part. I can't tell you that. But what it does seem like, you know how, so another analogy. You know how you're supposed to get to high school? You go from freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Mm-hmm,
some motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
are super seniors. You know what I'm saying? And even in college, you know what I'm saying? Some people take
no,
six, 7 years to graduate. You're supposed to age out of certain stages. So you got your age
mm-hmm.
in your life and you got your stage in your life. You know what I mean? And they don't always go equal with each other. What it seems like, and I could be wrong, is that the vintage vagina sometimes, they should be doing vintage shit. Like, you should be on the Royal
wow.
Caribbean cruise line, not on Carnival cruise line. You know what I mean?
Right,
so it seems
right,
like sometimes,
or Norwegian. Yeah.
Or Norwegian. So it seems like the older, you know what I'm saying, woman is sometimes reverting back to her younger years, which is nothing wrong with every once in a while doing that. But when you consistently doing it, there's an issue to me. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes the vintage is actually competing with the young heifers to prove that they still got it.
To prove that they still got it. Got you. Got you, friend. Got you. Got you. Got you.
But to be totally honest, even though this ain't the subject, men do it too. So.
Yeah. Oh, girl, what are
I'm
you
glad y'all still
about?
There.
Wait a minute.
Oh, shit. But yeah, so Medisa, there's nothing wrong with having vintage vagina. Embrace it.
I got you. I'm there. All the way there.
So let's get this straight. So Medisa has it. Taylor is aspiring to have it. What about you, Kitty?
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't have it. I got, so I only got about 2 or 3 points. Cause.
You stupid.
I'm in the same boat when it comes to the kid situation that Keisha Taylor's in. I got something that prevents that, but if I take it out, it could be popping.
Right.
Okay. My score is good. It's good. I can fix macaroni and cheese. I'm the one who gave Taylor her recipe for the macaroni and cheese.
This
is true.
What else? What was the other question? I don't have any grandbabies. No. I don't have none of that. I don't have a list of things I won't do. I got some shit that I might do.
You stupid. She said, I don't got a list of what I won't do. I got a list of what I got to drink to do it.
What's on my list is on everybody else's list.
I put my ass on
how the fuck you know everybody else's list?
Because we talked about it like 2 shows ago.
Yeah, we got. I mean, we definitely got lists that we have that you know some shit that we might not do. My list is just a little bit different than everybody else's. You know.
But this is my point. This nigga's trying to beat me in my fucking head about we talked about this two weeks ago. First of all, we couldn't have talked about this 2 fucking weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? Because Medisa wasn't even fucking here.
And
all right.
You was in
Vegas,
and you weren't even here.
All right. Right. So then you can't have everybody's fucking list because Medisa wasn't here. And Kitty just said the her list is different. So I'm confused now. The one woman who was here said she got a different list than you, and you saying your list is like everybody else's. I'm confused.
I'm going to say this about
you. See, I hear the bullshit. I do hear the bullshit when people talk.
Listen, I can't speak for nobody else. I can only speak to my list and the shit that I would do. And you can't compare my list to everybody else's because, you know, some people here turn their nose up at some of the shit I like to do. So, you know. So,
nigga
want
to try to
front
talk about my list is like everybody else's list. Nobody don't know your list, nigga.
I might know some stuff on her list. Like, I'm trying to be upside down.
That's why you don't got no lighter. That's why you don't got no lighter.
Yo, I've been saying for the last 10 minutes, yo, where the fuck is my life?
See?
I've been looking for matches, fucking two rocks, anything to fucking like this shit.
That's dummy size two rocks and a stick to rub them shits together.
Right, but no, but don't be talking about me not being able to smoke because I caught you on your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that to me. That's not nice. That's petty.
Ron, stop being like this. So
I'm sorry.
So, like, I don't feel like I should have to compete with these old bear cats. I mean, I know I may not have vintage pussy, and my shit still can pop out babies and shit. But I'm not. I'm keep that other part to myself. Never mind. Let's go forward.
Come on, lighten, nigga.
This dummy here. Like, I'm just trying to feel a little bit of frustration. That's all I'm just trying to do. You know. Yeah. I just don't want to be a whole different
girl. All right. So let me ask y'all this. And this is a serious question, right? When it comes to reliving your youth, right? Whether that be in how you dress, because I think dress is age appropriate and stage appropriate also. So whether
so
it be
60,
with how you dress.
The 16-year-old was not dressed age appropriate. She was not. She was not. She was not age appropriate.
Okay.
Sorry.
So whether it comes with the way you dress or the frequency of your sexual partners or whatever it is, how do y'all look at, like, when you should bring that bag out? Like, how often? You know what I mean? Because, like, you should still relive your youth. Don't become an old fucking woman. But or like, how often do you get to bring it out the bag, if that makes sense?
What do you mean? In my age now or my old age when I get to?
Let's do both.
Okay, so now, but see, here's the thing about this. That's where I'm so different in life. Like, because I would like to bring it out the bag as often as I can and all the time.
That part.
But sometimes that's neither. But sometimes that's not possible. You know. So, and I probably still won't to the end too. Yeah. Okay. Once it becomes vintage, I would still want to put it.
Where is it supposed to be? I'm still trying to put my head on something. I'm sorry.
As one that has officially been put in the vintage category unbeknownst to myself before net today. Yeah, I agree.
You should have known that you had vintage cats. You should have known that.
No. You should have known better. Should have known. Also wrong.
That your cat was vintage. She's vintage.
You know what?
She's been here before.
No.
She's reincarnated?
No, it's not me.
Y'all
ain't
been here
me.
Before.
No, it ain't me here
before. Got poltergeist pussy.
I hate you. Well, you know,
been here before.
Has made a motherfucker levitate before, so you know, I think.
What? You got devil cat? Oh hell no!
I'm just joking, shit.
My
that
devil
is not, that is not of God.
I'm just
that
going
is
with
not
the
of
fuck.
God. That is not God. I'm sorry.
It's
now,
all gravy.
One thing to have. It's one thing to have vintage pussy and then have devil pussy. That's totally two different things.
No, I'm lying. Joking.
Oh, okay. So, matter of fact, you know what, Ron? We're coming up to 11:40. You want to give her 20 minutes today?
You want to give her 20?
Oh, shit.
Can I smoke my blunt?
First of all, you weed head. No, you cannot smoke your blunt before you do this.
Why not? I need to be in another frame of mind.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, baby. Okay, we can do it however we need to do it. Let's go. I'm down.
Ron.
I'm listening.
You ready? Are you prepared? Because we're going to give
her
20 minutes.
Let me grab a drink and let me go have a seat. Hold on.
Oh, Lord God.
So, I mean,
day,
just to go off of the subject for one second,
Chanel told me to tell you hi, Maj. Her Maj. That's what she said.
Hey, baby.
I just had to go to her house. She moved into her place. Her and her husband. They live in their place right across the street. So she told me to tell you hi.
All right.
I said hello.
She loves you, Maj.
Tell her we all said hello. How about that?
Well, I will tell her that. But, you know, she has a special connection with Imash because...
I ain't actually all that. You're going too far. You trying to eat up time so you don't get
what
these questions.
Up,
we
Ron?
Know.
Okay, come on. Come on, bring that shit on because you about to get on my nerves.
All right, so we're going to do this real light and easy, right? We're going to make sure.
Nope.
So,
nope.
Wait, hold on. We're going to be organizing
okay.
this. So Imaj is going to ask the first
okay.
question.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any follow-ups to that, then we're going to come. Then Taylor's going to ask the second question. Any follow-ups, then we come. Dre's third, I'm going to bring us home. Okay, so that's how we're going
okay.
to proceed.
Okay,
so we can make sure we got some structure because we need the honest truth from you, man.
Let's do this shit.
So, Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your first question.
Does your job, okay, my first question is, does your job know that you smoke weed the way you do now?
No. But they didn't drug test me when I started, so it don't matter.
Follow-up question. Is there a chance or a situation that you could come across where they would test you?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay. Next question.
Taylor.
Okay. Now, I want an honest.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Is that man really alive? Because you sent us pictures from June and July. We in August. Let me know,
okay.
like, just tell the truth that man is stuck somewhere.
He needs
food and water.
I went live on his birthday because it rained on his birthday. Dre, I think, is Dre around? I think Dre was tuned into my live. And
I see all your damn lives.
Thank you. So did you see my man? Is he alive and well and thriving?
Yes.
Thank you, Dre. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so.
Follow-up question. I got a follow-up. Oh, you had one in mind? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to add another rule. You cannot use anybody else to confirm your truth. You need to be truthful
right? Okay.
in your answer.
I love it.
shit.
I love it.
Just saying. Got to be truthful in your own answer by yourself.
Okay.
So the follow-up, that we know that this gentleman is alive and he's well. But... Is like, does he have like electronic tracking devices on him, or like is he confined, like shackled with his ankle or something of that nature?
Absolutely not. He goes to work. His schedule. He works every other Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and every other Wednesday. So he as we speak, he's out over to our friend, our neighbor's house. And he's minding his business while I'm doing my show.
Also, he out smoking weed with the neighbors. Why are you smoking weed?
No, he's not smoking weed with the neighbors. The neighbors doesn't smoke weed. He's over there watching basketball and drinking or whatever the hell they're doing. Enjoying his time alone, away from, you know, me right now. Because I'm busy.
So those are the people that be stealing your lighters?
Huh?
Mm.
He's across the way.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Dre, you next, Dre?
So you're telling me you got the first job in history that you got the drug test at all?
No, because my job, our headquarters are in New York, but a lot of our offices are in California as well, and medical marijuana is legal in California. So they did not drug test me. I was a little concerned when I went for this new job because of the fact that I thought, but they didn't drug test me. No, absolutely not. So, you know. And honestly, I don't smoke like street marijuana. I smoke medical marijuana.
It still shows up in your blood. The world.
I was about to say follow-up question. What fucking difference do that make?
Okay, because
it still shows up in your blood.
Okay, so, okay. Y'all know when I had extensive surgery on my ankle, and I have metal. Well, a lot of times it's pain. So I smoke a lot of times just to be able to function because I can't, like, it's hard for me to walk because I have metal hardware in my ankle. And so I still have had problems. I still have issues because of that. So it's cool. And it helps with other things.
So you're telling me that I need to go get some medical care because I got a plate for my knee down to my
absolutely
ankle, a pain
absolutely
in my ankle, eight screws in my leg, and I just had a serious back down tumor. So you're telling me that I need to go smoke some weed.
Get you some medical. Medical grade is great. I have someone
who
has
difference
a. Okay, listen.
Between any grade of marijuana.
It's
the same thing.
Because do you understand that people who have cancer, who are in chemotherapy, there are strains of marijuana that is medically designed to prevent nausea, things that come from chemotherapy, and also pain. So chronic pain, anxiety, you know, all sorts of things, there's a strain for a lot of that. So it helps, and I'm okay with it. And I'm just waiting for them to legalize it fully.
I apologize for being a dick, and I apologize.
You don't have to be. You don't have to apologize. I can take it. Bring
what
it.
The fuck does that have to do with passing a drug test?
Because if you have, I don't have my card, but. Certain employers cannot discriminate against you if you have a medical card. I ain't got my card. I sure wanna fuck ain't got it, but somebody else that I know has it. And I use theirs.
Wait a minute.
To get mine.
Wait. You use the next nigga card and then you gonna say that I got medicinal? No, you got stolen medicinal, nigga.
It's not stolen. I buy it.
Is it your card?
It ain't my car. I don't have to be. But
this is falsified
the
medicinal. My bad.
The person that has the car at birth, I birthed him. God damn it, it's my car. She's busted out of this.
Yo, this nigga don't only got. She do got Alzheimer's, son, and vintage vagina, and she got fucking dogs and stolen weed. This nigga
ooh,
got everything.
Yeah. Yo. Yo. I cannot.
But she my girlfriend, and I love her.
Mm-hmm. But you love her. You love her. You can't live without her, because I just don't understand. What in the world, guys?
I'm not a bad person. Mm. Like, why y'all trying to make
nobody
me a bad
said
person?
You. Nobody said that you was a bad
person.
You understand that you
weed.
Smoke
it's
a lot of weed
taking a bunch
at this
of fucking
point.
Pills for pain. But, y'all, I need y'all to understand something, okay?
No,
let me
we agree. It does
down.
Kill the pain. Trust me, I know that. I got, listen,
it's great. It's great. It makes It does.
But what I'm saying is, those people didn't fail their drug test. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? They didn't fail it. So for you talking about, oh, no, I ain't worried about it because I got a card. Nigga, the card ain't a fucking get out of jail free
card.
This ain't Monopoly, nigga.
I did not say that. What I said is my employer, the job that I have now, that employer did not do a drug test. Because the headquarters is in New York. They have an office in California, and then they have Arizona. So the company decided, I'm assuming, because California is a state in which recreational.
No, once you say
marijuana,
I'm assuming, that means I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, right?
Well, you whatever.
Yeah,
and there's no other way to describe it. There's no other way to think about it. Like, nobody
just
ever
stop
has
it. It's okay. We just fucking with you.
It's all right.
All right.
I got a question now. All right, it's my turn for the question.
Oh,
shit.
Uh-oh. So, let me ask you a question.
Why you have to drop your voice down so low? Oh, you on some bullshit, I can tell already.
No, I'm not. All right, let me go back. So, when you made the move from the Midwest to the western part of the country, Did you make that move because you was running from the police?
No. I made the move because I was going to kill somebody, and it was best for my daughter.
But running from the police.
Yes, I wasn't running from the police because I had done nothing. I hadn't done anything. What I'm telling you is something happened to my daughter, and I could not get the police to do anything about it because there was not enough evidence to prosecute. So my mind was, you fuck with my kids, you fucking with me, I'm going to fuck you up because you shouldn't, you don't mess with my kids. And I left for my peace of mind and my sanity because I was having thoughts of doing something really mean and bad to somebody, and I didn't want to have to deal with that. So I left for a better life for myself and my children.
Okay, but you wasn't like America's Most Wanted or nothing like that.
Have you ever seen my mugshot? Nigga, I don't even have a criminal record.
I don't either.
I've never been to jail. I've never seen the jail. Hey, I don't have a criminal record.
You've never,
but I've never seen a jail. I've never been in the back of a police car.
What, Ron?
No, I can't say the same. I'm just gonna shut up now.
Of course,
damn,
you
can. My
you a thug.
I can say the same. All day, every day.
You a thug. Thou shalt not judge. Not throw motherfucking stones. Criminal.
He said,
don't throw stones. You're throwing stones now. That's different than judging. You're throwing stones.
I'm speaking facts.
Stone
have
throw.
You been in jail? Do you have a criminal record?
Exactly. This is you. I did my week already, nigga. This ain't my fucking week. Don't be questioning me, nigga.
Actually, Ron, no, you didn't. You skipped your week because you were in Vegas.
No, and then I did mine last week. Excuse me. Get your shit right, nigga.
What was you in Vegas doing? Being a hoe?
Wait, hold on. I'll tell you about Vegas in a second. But didn't I do mine last week?
Yeah, then the phone cut off.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Your phone cut off.
Dre, this is the second time you done did this to me, bro. You ain't have to say, and then the phone call. You could have just ended it with, nigga.
You was doing it, and it was right at the end. The phone cut off. You just had one more question.
But you ain't have to say that, my nigga.
Well, he did. So guess what? Hot, my brother. The tables have turned. As the world motherfucking turns. And days of our
life. Wait, but we was on Medisa. How we get on me now?
We're back to her.
Okay, next question.
You know what? I'm tired.
Thank you. I love y'all. Thank you.
I'm tired.
Y'all miss me for
real? She's tired.
I'm tired.
Y'all miss me.
I got a flight in the morning.
Cute white woman.
We ain't about to cute white woman. We still got 7 minutes. In this shirt.
Damn.
I'm about to take this stuff off.
So now I'm going to ask the question because I want to know.
Okay.
How do your kids feel about your boo thing that we still can't confirm or deny he's still living?
How do they feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They absolutely love him. They call him Pops. They have a good relationship.
Pops.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures I posted on Facebook of Chanel's wedding. You know, he gave her away at the wedding. You know, all that.
Oh, precious.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm picking my fucking chin up off the ground. My apologies.
Why? What'd you apologize for?
I didn't know about a marriage, first of all. I didn't realize, like, they kind of old for the pop shit. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and they just call them pops. I mean, they got a good relationship.
I get it, I guess. But congratulations on the wedding. So hold on.
That 3 months
So now you don't only got vintage vagina, nigga. You got very vintage vagina, nigga. Your children are married, nigga.
To hell with you.
Nigga, you got V-cubed.
You know what? V to the third power.
Y'all so wrong.
No, nigga, very vintage. Oh, nigga, your children are married. Both of them are out of the house, nigga. That is
no,
vintage.
Prentice is back for, he's been back for a couple of months, but he'll be leaving in a couple of weeks.
But he's been out
so
the
I
house.
Guess
but he's been out the house.
All right, so, all right, so you're telling me it's a VV right now, and in a hot second it's going to be a triple V, no doubt.
No,
okay.
Nigga. And we still have little children. I mean, you know, the twins are 11. So, and they here with us. They've been here with us for a minute.
So you got a
is very vintage.
I got 2 11-year-olds, Prentice, the fucking dog, Blue, and then the other dog. Prentice got a little-ass wolf dog, little high Siberian little wolfy dog. So that dog, yeah. I'm surprised I have not lost my mind. But, you know, it is what it is.
Trust me, you have.
Oh, shit.
You know what? I ain't even going to take a lie. That's why I thought I was gone for so long. Because I need to get it back.
I mean, don't get it twisted. The only reason I can tell you that because I done lost mine a long time ago, and I just see
ain't
it.
Nothing wrong with hey, that's a problem. Ain't nothing wrong with it. If you need to get some time, space, get your shit together. Do what you need to do. That's what's wrong, black people. We don't want to do that shit.
Oh, we supposed to get our shit together? I thought we were just supposed to stay lost.
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm talking about from a mental health perspective. Negro. Talking about a mental
this
health perspective. You got to take care
serious.
Of yourself. I'm
serious
right now. Mm-hmm, I sure am. And what? This I didn't expect to get, like, you know, I thought it would be easy, you know. Y'all coming for me tonight, but that's all right. I'll be back.
Girl, what did you expect when this is your first show back? I'm not sure if you've listened to any of the shows to know the new stuff that we had implemented. So, yeah.
Ooh, that was a shot.
Totally
that was a shot, nigga. That was a shot. I don't know if you listened to any of it. I was a shot, nigga.
I'm stupid.
I swear I need to fucking grow up.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Need old as hell.
Be fuck up. Old ass. Ain't you 50 now?
Ain't it funny the nigga that act the most childish know about the old pussy? Ain't that fucking, what the fucking crazy
yeah.
shit is that?
That's the way it be working. Y'all childish niggas be the ones. I don't know how the hell y'all do it with childish asses. Y'all be figuring shit out, but, you know, life is a game.
Never mind. I'm not going to say nothing. He got here giving out being
so,
scared.
Wait. So, I know we about to wind up, so I'm going to leave us on this. So, my dude. His he met with this lady it's a lady who lives inside the building across from me. And she wait, hold on. Niggas is about to fight.
You got 90 seconds. I'm going to bed.
All right, no,
this,
we actually got to go right now because something's about to happen in front of my house. So,
shit.
I'll let y'all know what happened later.
You okay?
Okay.
Right.
No, I'm good, but some shit's about to pop.
He's got to be the neighborhood police. He's got to be nosy because he sits in the window.
Nah, not nosy, but
in the window sill. Oh shit.
No,
oh,
first of all, I'm outside and I'm outside in my car doing the show, and some shit about to pop off. And as a man, you got to politic and police your own area. So let me go handle this, and
oh shit,
I'll check in a little later.
Bye. Okay, all right.
Alrighty.
Bye. Hi, you good old Negroish people.
Negroish people. Hey, was you in Indiana? Did I see you say you was in Indiana last week?
I was in Evansville working.
Ooh, Southern Indiana. It's country.
Yeah, I overnighted there. It wasn't too bad. It
when you coming to Arizona?
While I was there. Whenever I book a trip to come to there to visit. I'll come visit.
Y'all don't fly this way?
No, we don't.
But I can always book a trip to come visit.
Well, I need to do that.
Can always.
And Taylor, you too.
Okay.
After COVID is over, of course. After COVID is over.
Well, I'll fly during Corona.
You
sitting around smoking weed with people.
No, literally, no. I literally don't. I don't. I don't do that shit. I don't want none of this. I don't.
Girl.
I can tell you that, friend.
Well. Okay. Well, we're gonna have to talk about it another time. So, I'm gonna say goodnight, and we'll see each other next week, same time, same place, different type of shenanigans. And yeah. All right, good, be good, black people.
Bye.
All right, good night.